Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Several people sent me the story about Metallica, the band, in the news, and an insurance company they are squabbling with. Stories from Billboard.com, and of course, Billboard's the industry magazine for the music industry. They've been around for a long, long time. And interestingly, the court, in rejecting Metallica's insurance lawsuit, quoted Taylor Swift. And I have to admit, I am not familiar with any of her music. It just somehow has never popped up on my radar. I'm not sure I could name a song by her, or if I heard a snippet of her voice, I'd recognize it. And I'm just pointing that out because I'm not her target audience, okay? So, in an unusual ruling that quoted from Taylor Swift's All Too Well, a California appeals court has rejected Metallica's lawsuit, demanding that its insurance company pay for more than $3 million in losses stemming from concerts that were canceled due to the pandemic. The decision came down just a couple days ago, and they said that six COVID-canceled shows in 2020 in South America were not covered by Metallica's insurance policy with Lloyd's of London, thanks to a clear exclusion in the contract for any losses stemming from communicable diseases. And I have to tell you that there's a little bit of an issue with the way that's phrased, because it says the insurance policy is with Lloyd's of London. And just to make sure that my friends in Great Britain know that I understand this, Lloyd's of London is not actually an insurance company in its own right. But I'll read to you. Lloyd's of London is an insurance and reinsurance market located in London. Unlike most of its competitors, it is not an insurance company. It is a corporate body, and it operates as a partially mutualized marketplace within which multiple financial backers, grouped in syndicates, come together to pool and spread risk. These underwriters or members are a collection of both corporations and private individuals. And so, for instance, you can contact Lloyd's and say, I want to insure something. And you describe it to them, and then they will go and find the people who will insure it for you, kind of. I've read books on it, but I want to make sure people understand that it's not actually Lloyd's of London itself that is insuring you. So there was a policy that they had obtained through Lloyd's of London, and one of the exclusions was losses stemming from communicable diseases. Now, the band is arguing that the case should have gone to trial so a jury could decide whether or not the shows were canceled because of COVID. And I mentioned just the other day in a video that there's questions of law for the judge and questions of fact for the jury. And their attorneys are saying this is a question of fact. And the court is saying shows were canceled because of COVID. What part of this is not involving a communicable disease? So the judge who wrote the opinion cited Taylor Swift and also said it was absurd to think that government closures were not the result of COVID-19. So the court wrote, to paraphrase Taylor Swift, we were there, we remember it all too well. There was no vaccine against COVID-19 in March of 2020, no drugs to treat it, ventilators were in short supply, N95 masks were all but non-existent, patients were being treated in tents and hospital parking lots, the mortality rate was unknown, but to give just one example of the potential, by late March 2020, New York City was using refrigerated trucks as temporary morgues, and people were terrified. And I think that most people would have said, yeah, I think that's the result of COVID. Metallica's case is one of many that have been filed by musicians, venues, bars, and other businesses seeking insurance coverage for harm caused by the outbreak, which led to months of severe travel restrictions, forced closures, and bans on large gatherings. And I seem to recall I've done a story in the past about some businesses that filed claims under this, but that was years ago. So I'm not sure if this lawsuit was filed more recently or if it's simply working its way through the system, because this is an opinion from the California Court of Appeal. But like Metallica's case, the majority of those lawsuits have thus far been won by the insurance companies. Many policies excluded problems caused by diseases like the one in this contract. Other policies for like brick and mortar businesses often required physical damage, which is tricky to show the pandemic shutdown. So if your building got damaged, maybe, But was your building damaged by that? The biggest such case in the music industry is a sweeping lawsuit filed by Live Nation seeking coverage from Factory Mutual Insurance for more than 10,000 shows that they've been planning on putting on that were canceled or postponed during the pandemic. That equals 15 million ticket sales. 15 million tickets. After a judge refused to dismiss Live Nation's allegations in 2022, the case remains pending. But Metallica had sued, in this case, in June of 21, after the insurer refused to cover their losses stemming from their South American tour being canceled that had been set to kick off in April of 2020, but was postponed when the governments of Argentina, Brazil, and Chile imposed strict restrictions amid the worsening pandemic. Court documents show that in May of 2020, the band submitted a loss of $3.2 million stemming from the canceled shows, covering things like $185,000 in payroll for crew members they had retained. But citing the disease exclusion, the insurer quickly denied the claim and said, "Unfortunately, we have to advise that no coverage is afforded for this matter under this policy," which I also would assume is a Taylor Swift lyric. In December of 2022, a Los Angeles judge rejected Metallica's case and the various arguments for why Lloyds should have paid for the concerts, including ruling that the cancellations were caused by travel restrictions that were a direct response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Appealing that decision, Metallica argued that a jury might have found a different cause for the concert cancellations. The band's attorneys pointed to the fact that venues later reopened and the shows were performed in 2022, despite the ongoing presence of COVID. But in a ruling on Monday, the judge said that argument missed the mark. With the advent of vaccines and more information, much had changed by that time. So 2 years later, people were in a position to make a more accurate cost-benefit analysis of restrictions versus potential illness. The fact that governments chose to lift restrictions at that point, 2 years after COVID was first discovered, does not in any way call into question their reasons for imposing travel restrictions earlier in the pandemic. And again, that's the judge writing. Judge also rejected various other arguments from Metallica, like the claim that the policy did not cover COVID cancellations because it did not specifically use the term virus. It did say communicable diseases, though. The insurance policy definition of communicable disease does not refer to any pathogens, nor does it limit the exclusion to only those communicable diseases caused by specific pathogens. Attorneys for both sides did not immediately return requests for comment. So this appears to me to be a loser case as far as Metallica goes, and I apologize to Metallica fans in the audience. They are a fascinating band. I've always admired their attitude towards rock music, towards their fans. They're one of the bands that really seems to care about their audience. And so I've always admired them for that. And of course, they've got a long history out there of touring and putting out good music. So that's great for them. But unfortunately, the policy that they got through Lloyds does have the exception that they won't pay claims that are caused by communicable diseases. And COVID-19 would appear to be a communicable disease. So I think they're out. The question is, of course, they could appeal this to the California Supreme Court. As you might guess, contract questions and interpretation of contracts is what we're talking about here. Insurance policies are simple contracts, for the most part, and they are heavily governed by state law and how they're interpreted. And so I suspect that if this goes to California Supreme Court, that would probably be the end of it. Probably be the end of it. But we'll see what happens. I would not, if I was on this case, think that taking this up any higher would do much good. But that's just my opinion, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, the court did quote Taylor Swift briefly there, because apparently in a Taylor Swift song she said, "We were there, we remember it all too well." I'll take the judge's word for it. But again, a lot of people sent this to me, thank you very much. Written by Bill Donahue for Billboard.com. Court rejects Metallica's insurance lawsuit over COVID canceled concerts in South America. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Simple pleasures are the last healthy refuge in a complex world.